It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Mark Grody, and something on the Bulls right off the bat here. Bobby Portis says that he has had no direct contact with Nikola Mirotic and does not need to hear that Mirotic accepted his apology from Mirotic himself and is just focused on playing basketball. And this story comes directly from the Twitter of the Chicago Tribune's Casey Johnson just about 5 minutes ago or so. Of course, this a day after Nikola Mirotic spoke for the first time yesterday after Bulls practice. The Bulls are out in Denver tonight. Football, blame the Bears coordinators if you'd like, but quarterback Mitch Trubisky admits that he has been off his game because of
overthinking or not being focused.
Trubisky had a 38.3 passer rating against Philadelphia last week. Bears today got back together with safety Chris Przinski after cutting him back in September. Hockey, the Blackhawks host Dallas tonight and assigned Jordan Tutu to the Rockford Ice Hogs. Bulls play again in Denver tonight. College basketball, NC State head coach Dave Doran has reportedly said no thanks to Tennessee. Meantime, back to the Blackhawks, they do have a game against Dallas tonight at the United Center. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do?
Mark Grody, thank you and your bag of people. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski, who had updates before that. Thank you to our guests on the show, Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. Bruce Levine did a hot stove hit with us, and Paul Charchian just did some fantasy football. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz does fine work. Thank you, Ray. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well. I watch 670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Friday. Hub Arkish will join the show. Rich Campbell will join the show. And our celebrity picker, our celebrity football picker, is Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
That's right.
We get to talk to Joe Maddon tomorrow. I think, it's pretty long way away from any like little strategic moves in a postseason to ask about. It's pretty long.
Yeah, you can
long
ask.
Removed.
I don't care anymore.
But we'll talk.
He'll have all the reasons for it. Ask whatever you want. He'll have everything justified at every level and carbon copied and written down.
Now we'll talk about the coaching staff and how a man recharges his batteries after a season like that and some other stuff with Joe Maddon, and then he'll pick football games. We have to find something very sad to talk about with him. Before we began asking to pick football games.
Yeah. What is the composite record of the celebrity picker?
They're still winning. We get the updated score. Like, I don't track it myself over the weekend, but they were in first place heading into last week.
They're the only ones over 500.
That's correct, including Joe Ostrowski, who's in the
that
super
doesn't
contest.
Count because he's
I know,
yeah,
I know.
He's a pro.
No, but he's not
he's under 500.
But yeah, I'm saying including the celebrities are beating Joe Ostrowski.
Oh,
yeah, on our show he is under 500.
So now it counts.
Now it counts.
You're okay.
Yeah, so it's me, Spiegs, Joe, and then random celebrities, and the random celebrities are winning.
My I prep the least of everybody. I think even more than the celebrities, and I have the worst record. So this should not be a surprise to anybody. I deserve that.
Celebrities and Joe now, 18-17-1 after last week. So a whopping one game over 500.
So Joe
losing money
over.
With the VIG.
Joe got over there, though.
What's up, gentlemen?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. Doing well.
So it's an empty slate today. You do what you like today. Yes. On a day like today.
Today is that day.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday we were the first to play the Nico Meritage stuff in its entirety and just sort of put
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
It's just so weird. They can't, even when they try to unweird it, you figure, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'll touch his hands if he touches my hands and he'll hear this and I'll hear this. And it's like they made it another layer of odd where you didn't have to.
Yeah.
Come on.
They
just go ahead and sub them in together and get it over with the first time he's ready to play.
It still seems
you're
gonna
have to pass to each other. You're gonna have to talk to each other and figure it out there. If you're all about that professional life, then you'll find out who the real professionals are. And then when mid January rolls around, you package them up, send them to LA or wherever you want to send them, and you move on with your terrible season.
Trade him if you want to trade him. I just don't believe that Nico Meritich should have any sort of leverage over the Bulls where he can demand a trade. It's ridiculous.
Well, both can be true, though.
Right.
He can want to be traded and you can want to trade him. You're not necessarily losing to him if you feel you have to move him.
L.A.? Clippers who need something, you mean? Or Lakers?
Oh, Clippers.
Clippers are hurting.
Lakers would laugh at him.
Who
would they sit down for Nico Meritich? Nah, the Clippers got no Patrick Beverley. They got no Blake Griffin for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till mid-January where you sign guys and in the offseason you can't trade them till the new year. You wait till that point, and then you say, Nico, thank you for everything. Thank you for the march that had everyone thinking that you were Dirk Nowitzki. Thank you for the rest of your career here where you were on a tricycle in the fast lane. We appreciate you never getting stronger and also running up on a dude who might punch you in the face.
And did.
Might and did.
Right. Well, yeah. Again, both are true. He is someone who might, and he is someone who did.
I appreciate you unifying Butler, Wade, and Rondo to have them all hate him more than anybody.
Man, you think about it, like, I don't even know where the grace was, but this fall from grace for this organization, and they should really... They should really be ashamed of themselves on so many different levels.
I don't know if you heard the little news that Jason gave us a nugget yesterday in our Bulls discussion about...
No, what was it?
Oh, about Dwayne Wade's buyout. One of the stipulations being linked to is the money comes, you must talk to Casey Johnson, not some of the other people that cover the team.
Must talk to the man who they can trust to frame it.
It came up in context.
Casey didn't know about it. Yeah, he didn't know that was being funneled to him. He thought that Dwayne was just talking to him.
I don't know if you saw the tweet yesterday, because it came up in context of discussion. Chris DeLuca, the sports editor of the Sun-Times, he retweeted a tweet from the Chicago Bulls official Twitter mentioning that you come to such and such, or buy tickets, you might win a day to shadow Casey Johnson of the Tribune. And Chris DeLuca pointing out that there's an ethics issue and an impartiality issue when you are partnering, when you have a newspaper beat writer as part of an official promotion involved with the team.
Yeah, they should just do that with Sam.
Because I thought that was...
They probably put Casey in a bad place right?
Yeah. I think they've done that repeatedly.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did he know that was happening? Did he agree
the Dwayne Wade thing?
No.
The shadow thing
yesterday. Like, did he know?
Is it for charity? Like, is it for charity?
I didn't see that. I didn't think so. I thought it was maybe the editors or the business side of the paper.
One paper
cuts
going
a deal.
Another paper.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You think Sam said no? They probably asked Sam.
You guys have put too much on my plate.
No, thank you.
I'm busy crafting jokes from the 80s.
I have one-liners to get off. I got a lot of one-liners I got to right and get after it again.
They're just raggedy, man. They're just a bile.
They still see themselves as world class, though.
Of course they do, because they got enough people to shine every apple that they want shine.
And the turnstiles keep spinning. The money's printed. The marketing side is great. The entertainment product, regardless of the actual basketball product, you walk in the doors there, they give you what people
want. They're getting less at that, though. That is finally starting to go down. I mean, they just put tickets on sale for 50% off
over the
weekend.
The ticket people are hounding me, not knowing the things that I've said about them. Yeah. The ticket people can't wait to call my phone asking me for.
There were a bunch of empty skyboxes at that game I was just at the other day.
Yeah, I'm like, do you know whose phone this is? You should tell your bosses who you're calling right now, and they'll probably tell you to stop calling me. No, it's bad, and no front office in the NBA would be able to oversee three rebuilds, and they're going to luck themselves into. It's a five or six player draft. They're going to be one of the worst five or six teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're going to get one of these players, and then they can start the machine all over again. The problem is I don't trust the people in place to put anything together again.
They'll find the bust.
Think about what they had to do to succeed. Like
1.7%, right, for Derek?
Yeah, well, the Derek thing, yeah.
1.8?
It's going back to Sam Bowie here.
No. But you found an old college player in Taj Gibson whose hardworking nature, he built himself up into a very good NBA player. And the Jimmy Butler thing, I give them credit for. Nobody thought Jimmy Butler was going to be that, but another hardworking dude. But then you look at it, you look at all the misses.
Million misses.
This is why there's a lot of teams that haven't beaten LeBron James in the East, right? That's fine. But you put out a product that either is going to get close, or you say, you know what, this isn't close enough. We're going to have to figure this thing out. They're always the last. Like I heard somebody say, you're always the last one to know that you've lost your integrity. They're always the last ones to know that they can't do it. Like, they're always 2 years too late. Oh, damn. You mean to tell me we should have traded Pau Gasol?
Or
we should have gotten rid of Jimmy Butler two drafts ago?
That's what's hard to wrap my head around is that they actually believed the bill of goods they sold Fred Hoiberg, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Like, they actually believed we are a championship roster in need of a Steve Kerr turnaround, and you're the man to do it.
You're the Steve Kerr.
Yeah, you're the Steve Kerr. You're going to come in here, and they're just going to keep playing defense like Thibs did, and everything's going to be fine. It's going to work out.
Even after we told them to give up on him halfway through a season. Right. Year before.
You tell guys to give up, that kind of sticks around a little bit. They still play like they've given up.
On the other side of things, our guy Jim Suen of the Minneapolis Star Tribune wrote a column just a couple days ago about Thibodeau and his methods and the difficulty he's having specifically getting through to Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins to guard people. And it's just now dawning, apparently, on people there that Thibodeau is sort of a one-trick pony when it comes to screaming at his players. That the constant, like, bellowing like an angry walrus is just now, they're saying, well, what is this? Is this how he coaches? And yes.
Yes, it is.
That is how he coaches.
I don't think that's new for anybody in the NBA.
It just sounds like it is for them, though.
Nah, including Minnesota. They've had a franchise for a very long time.
It shouldn't be new for them.
That's what I'm saying. But
I was always confused about how their offense was going to run with this mix. And I figured that would take a little while to figure out because the best player is Carl, right? The best player is Carl, but he's not a wing. So then, and you got Teague to do it, but everybody else wants to do some isolation with Wiggins and Butler.
Jimmy gets passive aggressive. We know that where he decides, okay, you do this, you do this, I'll just be over
there
here.
There was a final possession they had the last game that was just atrocious. They got two possessions on the offensive side of the quarter, one off obviously an offensive rebound, and Jimmy passed to Andrew Wiggins a couple of times, and he put up a couple of shots, and then afterwards you saw the look in Jimmy's eyes, like, if I get this ball back, it's going up. And you can't win like that. They're right now, they're a fun video game team. They look great. Their ratings are high. Hmm. But when you throw that stuff in the mix, when you got a guy who is trying to prove to the entire Eastern Conference and the Chicago Bulls who he is, while with a star and also his former coach that he kind of backstabbed on the way out. You know, those Philadelphia meetings, people think those things just go up in smoke just because you've been traded somewhere. So, yeah,
so
they got some issues.
Earlier today, we were talking about the Sixers because last night I'm watching Embiid in the first half and Ben Simmons Sack in the penny. Second half.
Yeah, man.
And a texter sent me there. It's just fun to think about. When they took Jahlil Okafor, Porzingis went next. So what if they'd gotten that one right? And then when they took Nerlens Noel, both C.J. McCollum and Giannis went after that. So what can you imagine? Like, they have two.
It's like the Astros passing on the ability to draft Chris Bryant.
The Astros,
Or are missing on Mark Appel.
Appel and Brady Aiken. The Astros have two years of misses.
The fact that he didn't. I mean, passing on Chris Bryant is one thing. The guy just didn't pan out.
Right. So the Astros have two misses. Sixers have two misses, and they're still where they are.
Yeah, they got it right. They got it right.
They got it right enough with those two guys.
Sam Hinkie's strutting around. Yeah.
Right? And Markelle Fultz, who the hell knows what that is?
Yeah, you don't even need him to be good.
Yeah, that's getting weird.
Yeah.
This might have that, you know, Anthony Bennett vibe to it where you draft a guy and you're like, oh, yeah, we didn't know why he was the number one pick. We just thought he should be because everyone said he should be. You know, like you looking back at that Anthony Bennett draft and like three or four guys could have gone number one.
That didn't make any
sense.
He
was the guy. Exactly.
Michael Olowokandi?
Well, not that bad. That's when you draft a big to be the cornerstone of your franchise and he's that bad, it hurts a lot more than a lead guard who everybody was like he might be a good player one day.
Speaking of bigs as the cornerstone of the franchise, the under 25 talent in the NBA,
crazy,
and they're all big guys. Crazy. Like if you make that list, I would say the top five or six: Anthony Davis, Towns, Porzingis, Giannis, Simmons, Embiid.
And they're all Drummond is 24.
Put Drummond in there. I wouldn't put him above any of those guys.
But they're all getting the ball, too. That's the thing. Like, they're getting the ball.
Like, it's interesting because the league, everyone's like, oh, it's a three-point shooting league. Everyone's just doing what the Warriors are doing. And now it's like, well, because everyone else is shooting, it's opened up the inside. And these giants are just dominating.
When James Harden is on the floor, look at how many times they get the big. It's just going back to Stoudemire and what he used to do in the same system. How many times they get a big with an absolutely free run just because of the way that the floor is balanced.
Yeah. Clint Capella has turned into one of the best pick and roll players in the game because of that.
So you remember my nephew, Justin? He's coaching basketball now at a high school in New York City. So I got a chance to go watch him coach practice, and it was awesome. But like, he's pointing at these spots, like free throw line extended, telling his players, hot lava, hot lava, hot lava. Do not spend any time here on offense. Yeah. And it's like, all right, there's that same spot. Why bother? That's a low percentage shot. So they're teaching it every damn level.
Oh, yeah, it's filtered all the way. I mean, to rec league pickup games. Like,
that's why tall guys can shoot now.
Yeah. They're allowed to be whoever, whatever their instincts or whatever their DNA wired them to be. You had a bunch of guys who were just told to go turn your back to the basket and find something. Like watching that Duke-Indiana game last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, Duke is going to be hard to beat because they have two 6'10", 6'11", front court NBA players. They haven't had that. They're functional guys who go get the ball off the rim.
They seem like they're clearly the most talented team.
Going to out-rebound you most nights. If they do miss shots, and then that's not even to add in, you know, Trayvon Duval and Gary Trent Jr., who would be getting 20 a game on any other team in the NCAA if they were the star on that team. Marvin Bagley III, though, there's some...
I'm trying to figure him out.
Issues. There's some issues there. He's still got high school conditioning because you can see where, and also high school mannerisms, where he's showing how dismayed he is at not getting the ball at certain points. And the post-repost, like he does it like a champ in the first half. And then that second half, you know, when somebody's been leaning on you, who's the kid, Davis from Indiana last night, who's a little bit older than him, a little bit stronger than him, is pushing him out of his spot. He's jumping to catch the ball instead of staying planted. You jump, somebody can move you, you know, 2 feet away from where you wanted to move. So there's still some things there, but he's a tenacious rebounder, man.
Exactly. It's interesting to bring that up because it's long been a Duke thing to care about body language. That I know that we joke about it, the Jay Cutler discussion thing, but it goes back years that there was a time when Bobby Hurley was always criticized for his rolled eyes, slumping shoulders, staring up at the rafters, like, what's going on? And they pulled him aside, and they made a mixtape for him.
You got to control
that. And they said, this is what you look like. And it wasn't so much for officials or for fans.
Teammates.
Yeah. You know, and J.J. Redick went through a time, too, where there was, and sometimes you also see it.
Grayson.
That was a big thing last year. Indeed. And that matters to them. Mm-hmm. So for you to see that in Bagley, I guarantee you they're on it. I guarantee you that Shire, Capel, those guys are probably cutting up that tape right now to show
them. I think that matters more in that sport than any other sport, to be honest with you. Because with football, there's so much aggression, there's so much contact, there's so much emotion that you're going through your own thing after battling with some dude for three quarters. If you look back and see a dude always, it's going to get to you. But
that could be about his one-on-one matchup.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just getting my ass kicked.
You know, or I'm not doing my job. Mm-hmm. I'm probably harder on myself because, and no guaranteed contracts, you're putting everything on film.
I would say a pitcher, too, because of the power that an umpire has to act on your world.
See, but I'm thinking about the guys behind you. If a guy behind you is not going to pick up a ball, then that's on him. No matter how much of an ass you are. We talk about it with Zambrano all the time, right?
You make a mistake and you throw your arms up.
And then we go, I don't do that when you hit a home, when I hit a home run off you. We used to have those conversations.
But in basketball, how did it affect on your teammates? Because they're not going to want to give you the ball if you're showing them up with that kind of stuff.
Well, physically and emotionally. Physically, when you're doing that, you're not concentrating on what the next job is. Like, he got caught doing that a couple of times, and the other guys just ran down the court and beat him to the spot.
Scotty Lindsey did that in the Georgia Tech game the other night, and Tom Crean pointed that out.
Northwestern's got to understand in Northwestern.
Yeah, Tom Crean pointed that out. He said that they got to get back. You know, you're mad you missed that shot, and all of a sudden your guy's going to the basket.
And more importantly to me, if you're consistently doing that, all you're doing is draining the energy of four players who are all looking at you. The ball. Everyone knows,
especially when you're the best player.
Yeah, and knowing that the ball should go to you.
Exactly. I think that's the key to it, right? Yeah, is that they want to post him up. Yeah. They want to look to him. Yeah, the coach is telling them.
Look at the end of the Texas game. Did you watch that game?
We know how
it was. Every single possession.
We know how we're going to win. And yeah, I didn't get it to you that time.
Right.
But hold me down. Like, and it in a way lesser level, it happened. I'd rather play with four bums than three really great players and one guy who's complaining the entire time or coaching the entire time. I'd rather play with four bums who are going all out, get my ass whooped, and enjoy my run.
A slightly lesser level. I've heard about your runs. You're pretty good.
No. Way less level. You see these guys out, and I'll watch dudes and watch how, like, the tough moments affect them. Because winning moments, sometimes talent takes over and you're like, I gotta have that guy. But the tough moments. Indiana made a run last night. They made a 9-2 run to tie it up, I believe, at 67. And I was watching how Bagley was reacting to everything that was happening. And out of the timeout, they came out and he hit a cutter. And he got a foul, a loose ball foul, because a guy undercut him when he was going for a rebound. Mm-hmm. So something happened in the timeout where he got himself together and was like, yo, stop bitching. You're still here. We still need you. And there's too many guys who you see that happen with where you're like, I'd love for you to react a little bit different. I think that affects basketball players more so than anybody. Hockey, you don't get a chance to see it because you're chasing the puck visually. So, you don't get a chance to see a guy.
I bet they notice it, though. You bet they notice.
Of course they do. Of course. But in hockey, the game's moving so damn fast, too, that are you really going to look behind you like, he's slumping his shoulders again? Or are you like, I'm on my deem. I got to get to that to the other end of the ice.
I bet they read into the stride. You see somebody just kind of loping. Yeah, sure.
And the other thing, this guy again. Or they say when the stick gets long, when you start to approach one of the high-pressure areas and you're going in with a long stick instead of going right in. And the other thing they look at is, are you skating faster when you think you have an opportunity to score?
Of course.
Because that's what a coach is like, hey, when your eyes lit up right there, that you should be going that way all the time, your entire shift, forwards and backwards.
I love Devin Booker. I'm thinking about a moment the other night because he turned it over and then he busted his ass back to be a rim protector. Because he was angry, and it's like, he actually gives a crap.
Speaking of rim protector, do you think Bagley and Markkanen works? Because neither one's a true rim protector.
Danny, I this might be one that I'm wrong on. I like him a lot. I just don't know if Marvin Bagley III is going to be the guy that you're like, yo, put the crown on him, we're going to win championships.
It's hard to tell with his body versus college bodies.
His frame. Like, I want to know, because he plays with his back to the basket.
Yeah.
Like, that dude, he catches the ball at a high angle and does work. Like, he goes to work. He faces up, too, but it's like, he's not one of these dudes that's just going to, like Porzingis is more of a face-up guy and can put the ball on the floor and stretch the floor from three-point. Like, Marvin Bagley plays like he's 260 pounds.
So you're thinking about, like...
He's 225 pounds.
For now.
Like Jahlil Okafor as an old-school center when we had those conversations about, like, can an old-school big man...
Can one win?
Yeah. I mean, if Bagley's that...
I mean, we're in the air. Like, Jordan changed everything where you had to get a wing player 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". Now
I need a 6'11 guy who can shoot.
Dude, I still, like, I truly believe, it's just like the NFL when we talk about how you know, you got to have a great passing off. Well, you got to have a great quarterback. And I've always been, you got to have a great passing offense. Like, you know, if your offense is good, your quarterback will shine and he'll win some games for you. But if your strength is running and your strength is defense, it's okay to be the Seahawks while you're trying to figure things out. Like, it's okay to play the game inside out if you can't shoot threes. Like, we watch it with the Bulls. Like, this offense, I don't want to watch the blueprint of an offense with better players that will never be here. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to
run and shoot threes, right, and they're not good in transition, they can't shoot.
40 threes against the Suns. 40.
And they were single-digit free throws until the very end.
And 35 of those were Denzel Valentine.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, Denzel's feeling himself. Denzel put a couple of games back-to-back. He's like, guess what?
Denzel loves Denzel.
We out here.
He is the shameless king of the long-distance three after the buzzer goes off.
What's going to happen? Oh, what's going
to
happen?
Nobody's going to do anything to him.
Yeah, Rondo's in New Orleans. Like, everybody that would take him to task is elsewhere. And Fred Hoiberg's trying to prove things to other people.
Bobby's got
to
step up.
And there's so many guys on this team that are like this. Holiday. And
he's good for one off the backboard, nothing else a game shot.
I mean, and Blakeney is, we were just talking yesterday, but Antonio Blakeney, the honorary Pargo brother. He does not know. It's like his name.
I'm rooting for him, though.
Yeah, well, you have to, because he's that guy. He's like, I'm in the NBA, and when the ball is in my hands, I'm pulling.
You're damn right.
Don't walk. Jab step and jump shot.
Can't walk off the island.
What do you guys got today?
It's a Vladimir Guerrero. Right.
We've got
bottle caps,
Zach Zaidman. We got Pete Futek. Brian Hamilton of The Athletic, who wrote a really good piece about Indiana's Pyrrhic victory last night. He'll join us at 4:40. Vincent Goodwill at 5. We're going to do It's On at 5:30. I want to talk a little bit about this, the hemorrhaging of players at the Illini football team. People are leaving that program. The transfers just came. There's another one today.
I, for one, am shocked it did not work out with Lovie Smith.
Well, there's it could
is
be.
Is it over?
Ideally, yeah. You want disgruntled upperclassmen leaving because Lovie's guys and recruits are taking their jobs. That is often a sign of progress. But there are some who are spinning this oppositely, and the fact that they have reached this moribund malaise where students aren't going to games and nobody's excited about anything that's going on. I know there are people there in power who are concerned about the direction of the football program.
All right, have a good show. It's Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I got to tell you, how do you like Cutler now? How do you like Cutler now? All week you guys blasting him in the media and Mora saying this and March saying this about Cutler. How do you like him now? I'm going to tell you something. That's a real legitimate quarterback.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. According to an ESPN report, the NFL Monday submitted a proposal to the recently formed Players Coalition to fight for social justice that would allocate at least $89 million to causes supported by the coalition over the next 7 years. It would be the largest cash outlay ever made by the NFL to any individual cause. All of this began with Colin Kaepernick's refusal last season to stand for the national anthem. He said then he wanted to start a dialogue. Although there has been at least as much shouting as dialogue, this proposal is proof that his protest, which cost him his job, was worth it. Sadly, there's squabbling within the Players Coalition. Two of the group's leaders, Eric Reed and Michael Thomas, have withdrawn, saying that the two others, Anquan Boldin and Malcolm Jenkins, have hijacked control of the group. Let's hope the players can come together to accept this offer and put the money to good use. It's much needed. I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports
Radio. Sundays on CBS. They face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion if you're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. Market knowledge, in-house underwriting, low rates, and low closing costs are what makes me one of the country's top producing loan officers. My team of experienced loan officers is committed to helping you with your next real estate transaction. If you complete an online application with the company in love with the Rockets or the guy with the big red blowhorn, someone in a hotbox call center is going to return your call. When you complete an online application at DERLDavid.com. Either me or one of my experienced professional loan officers will call you back and answer all of your questions. If you want to work with a loan officer who appreciates and values your business, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 1.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Sunday, join 670 The Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Medley from 9 a.m. to noon at Shoeless Joe's Ale House, 1480 West Lake Street in Addison. Check out the broadcast and enjoy amazing food, win score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 p.m. with Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
Hey, guy. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Single and season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Another man down for the Bears. Safety Adrian Amos could miss significant time due to a hamstring injury. That, according to Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune. The Bears have re-signed fellow safety Chris Przinski as they zero in on Sunday's game against one-win San Francisco. The Bulls' Bobby Portis is shrugging it off. The fact that Nikola Mirotic accepted Portis' apology through the media, not to him personally. Portis says he's focused on playing ball, which the Bulls will do in Denver tonight. The Blackhawks will play hockey against Dallas tonight, United Center. College football, former NIU coach Dave Doran gets a big raise at NC State, contract extension, the whole thing, subsequently turning down Tennessee, which is back to the drawing board again. Tiger Woods golf at the Hero World Challenge right now. Tiger, 2 under through 10 holes, 2 off the first place pace being set by Justin Rose, Dustin Johnson, and Ricky Fowler. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. There are many things to be grateful for this holiday season, but coming down with the flu is not one of them. Thankfully, the Exergen Temporal Scanner prepares you better than any other thermometer to track a fever. With its accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies, you can trust that it will catch the flu at the first sign of fever. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Okay, Dan, you've been an inspiration to us all.
Trying. This segment brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new $5 cravings deal, a cheesy gordita crunch, five-layer burrito, crunchy taco, cinnamon twist, and a medium drink, all for just $5. Pleasant good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
How
Hello.
You doing?
Here's what we have for you on Bernstein and Goff today. Zach Zaidman is going to check in at some point with Bears stuff today as they practice, as they anticipate a better performance against the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers week. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pete Futak on college football, playoffs, rankings, Heisman stuff at 3. In other news at 4, Brian Hamilton, Big Ten Network analyst, and senior college hoops writer for The Athletic will talk to us at 4:40. Vincent Goodwill from NBC Sports Chicago at 5 will do It's On at 5:30. And we've got all kinds of surprises in the hopper as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com.
So many things.
A lot of things. A lot of venues, a lot of modalities. Jason is logging in right now to the discussion on our Facebook page. So just like
Hello.
This 670 The Score page, and you can be part of whatever that conversation is.
It's a spirited discussion at all times about my bald spot, how cold you look. Most times.
How cold I look?
Mm-hmm, the studio.
Well, it's cold in here.
Well, that's okay. They're observant, Dan. Right. What do you want me to say? You know, every once in a while you get, I hate you, golf. I hate you guys, your show. Okay. So yeah, the lobby's full of a lot of beautiful people, and the numbers are going up right now. Look at all the people flooding into the lobby.
Look at that.
We're in the chat room hanging out with you. I'll do more chatting with you guys during the commercial breaks about anything you want to know about life and Bernstein.
There's watch. Yeah, those are separate things. There's watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live, and that is where you can find our video feed. It's brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
312-644-6767 to Lombard next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Dan? I was just calling about...
you got to listen in the afternoon or in the midday. Yeah, you got Danny Parkins and then you got Dan Bernstein. They're not going to be around here at this hour.
This isn't Bernstein?
Do me a favor. When you know who you're talking to, call back. 312-644-6767. That happens occasionally. You want to call me Bernstein, make sure I get his paycheck, okay? That would be kind of cool. I don't think Dan would like that, though. In fact, I guarantee you he wouldn't.
Yeah, well, don't do that to Les. It's not cool.
That's not fair to Les.
Yeah, let him do his thing, man. Like, what's in the makeup of a dude who calls up and says, this is what I'm going to do?
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Yeah, maybe he actually thinks.
No, come on, Dan.
I think he's just trying to get less mad because
he knows Tanny's going to replay it.
And he also
knows Bernstein.
Do me a favor. When you know who you're talking to, call back.
Yeah, that's a Tanny plant right there. That sucks, man. Let a guy.
I have one in
show.
The living room.
A Tanny plant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to water it?
No,
it's like a cactus. You
set an elaborate lunch in it.
You better stop. Yeah,
Tanny's doing his little fingers. Like, okay, all right.
You better stop. You know Tannehill does not like to talk about his lunches.
I got off easy, to be honest with you, so let's move on. That was decent.
Right. Tanny doesn't want anyone tweeting him about his lunch, asking him about his lunch.
The producers
jumping
today.
On his Instagram asking about his lunch.
Anthony Gill.
Big B on the South Side. Go ahead, Big B.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
We're good, man.
And listen here. Jason Galt called me Big B as in boy. I'm Big B from the South Side as in date.
Oh, okay.
Big D.
Big D.
Get that wrong either.
I don't go to the calls. When have I ever said that to him? I apologize, Big B or Big D or whatever your name is from the South Side. I mean, if you really want to chop it up, you know, meet me at the Harold's on 87th if you want some smoke.
Wow.
No, I'm just messing with you, man. We can get a six-piece, though. I didn't know I did that to the young man. Today's not that day. I'm going to tell you right now. If today is the day that you have something on your chest that you're trying to get off, we have a lot of people who unload on this show throughout the day on the text messages like, oh, I hate my life, so I'm going to tell these guys how much I hate their lives. Today's the day where it's just going to bounce off. Today is a Teflon Don day. All right, sports-wise, I'm not going to let the Bulls get to me today. Tomorrow, we can talk about the 49ers and the Bears matchup. I watched two marginally decent college basketball games, even though the first one was...
Oh, the first one
they
was
just ran them out
joke.
The gym. Yeah, they ran them out the gym. They turned the ball over, and that's what happens when you don't hit three-pointers, when your whole team is set up to shoot threes.
Can't take the crowd out of the game. Yeah. The next thing you know,
it was cool to see those two teams on the floor again, though.
Just the uniforms.
Yeah,
that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then I watched Duke in Indiana. That place, you talk about, like, we've joked about taking a trip to Death Valley to go watch an LSU game, a nighttime LSU game, or go into Austin. Bloomington and that stadium, since I was a kid and watching Big Ten basketball when it was like, dude, Big Ten basketball, like late 80s, early 90s. Watching
our guy Deion Thomas.
After pro on every damn. Like, I remember a year where I watched Sean Respert, Glenn Robinson, the Fab Five, you know, Kiwan Garris, like everybody was in the Big Ten all at once. Every time I watched Indiana, because of my Michigan love, I was like, yo, I hate that place. Look at that place. Those people are crazy. They love basketball so much. They're so crazy. And then as I grow older, that's one of those spots where I would love to go to a game. What's the name of the place? It's not
Assembly Hall.
Oh, I was going to say Assembly Hall. Yeah. I would love to go there. Cause
I'm sure you'd be welcomed with open arms.
That vibe last night was real. Like, I had no idea who their players were. I learned who Robert Johnson was, and the big kid was
really
a Deron Davis
guitar legend.
It's not who Maybe that was who was playing last night. And I'm watching young Archie Miller stomp around. Like, it had that old school Big Ten vibe to it. It was a fun game to watch.
We'll talk to Brian Hamilton about that at 4:40. Let's introduce the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking White Sox news. Gosh. The rebuild continues, Sox fans. They've just traded Jose Abreu. Keep it here for all the details on the trade on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, he's got a great gig. I love that.
How much you think he's pulling in?
Big voice guy?
Six. A lot.
600?
No, figures.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm asking.
Yes. All the work he does.
Things.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Boggs, don't get mad at me.
No question. That's elite work. When you're doing multiple stations, radio and TV and commercials, who knows? He could be doing it. He could be the villain in a video game.
Do I mid?
Come on.
Mid six? Threes? Fours?
That's how hard you want to work. I mean, these guys can work all day.
You think he's making more than 400,000?
I don't know. A lot of these guys are just in a basement in a log cabin somewhere.
Wasn't our last guy in West Virginia? That's why I made the joke about West Virginia. Our last big voice guy was in West Virginia.
Years ago, I'm not kidding. Right? He was in a log cabin in Michigan.
Oh, not okay. I thought it was West Virginia.
And it just does the
it just churns it out.
Right. Now the MP3s, you can click, and his work is done, and he's out deer hunting or whatever he wants to do.
I mean, I used to talk about it all the time when I was in Atlanta. I'd hear Russ's voice every single night because Russ would do the ED pill, and lumber liquidator spots, and I'd hear him on the station in Atlanta. I'm like, oh, a little piece of home right there for me, Russ Matera, taking me to my break.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code City for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. 312-644-6767. Yeah.
It's a potpourri kind of day.
Is that what you're asking people to just come out and live out here with us today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's Friday Eve, even though I just got some bad news just now and my little guy just got sent home sick with a fever and my lady's going out of town tomorrow for work. So, I got to figure out which relative is going to be able to watch my sick baby. But yeah, man, let all your cares down. If you had a job that you really, really don't like or thinking about leaving, don't leave because it's holiday season. You gotta buy those gifts for the kids and your family. But kind of come vibe with us today. Today is a day where we throw it against the wall and see what sticks, because there was no local action, although there was college basketball, there was NBA basketball. There's some things bubbling up in the NFL that we didn't really get to yesterday. You want to talk about the U of I story?
Yeah, it's getting a little weird there. There's some discomfort there in thinking, okay, this wasn't supposed to be quite like this, so we're expecting a little more, buzz, a little more sizzle, and players just like, nah.
Playing with a lot of freshmen and sophomores, too.
Yeah, you're hoping that these are his classes. This is the time now that something had better happen, because students aren't going. Nobody cares. There's no
there.
Right. There hasn't been a there. They thought that Lovey would be like this presence.
Something at some point.
And I don't know what you think you're getting with him, knowing what you knew you'd be giving up.
You thought that you would be able to recruit because it's Lovey Smith telling your kid, I will send you to the professional ranks because I know what they're looking for. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 if you want to text us. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score.
Saturday night, live on The Score. Listen to the Ohio State Buckeyes battle the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten Championship game. Our coverage starts at 6:45. The Big Ten Championship is on the line. Ohio State versus Wisconsin. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
go.
Aries, it's a good time to start focusing on making life more about fun, less about work. Taurus, seeing your family for the holidays, you better pack something for a headache. Gemini, people say that opposites attract. For you, it doesn't apply. Find someone just like you. Cancer, been partying a little too much? It's time to relax and take it easy. Leo, what you once considered a small interest turns into a fully blown hobby. And Virgo, allow yourself to be swept off your feet for once. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome. Regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. So college football, the landscape's been fascinating, not just the Tennessee story, but everything that's been happening with coaches getting jobs. We hear the Dave Doran. When you consider, Dave Doran recently was just, you know, a guy at Northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. He was an assistant at Wisconsin, I want to say. Was that right? And then he was at Northern Illinois, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, up and off he goes. And just got a huge payday at NC State using open jobs as leverage to feather his nest there. And Tennessee's in some trouble trying to find somebody. There's now a story that they have to go and try to grab Kevin Sumlin before he ends up with a better job elsewhere. That's a troubled place. Meanwhile, it felt like a big splash when Illinois hired Lovie Smith. And Josh Whitman thought, oh, wow, look at this outside the box thinking that here's a guy who was out of work and he got backstabbed by Dirk Cutter in Tampa and he can try this.
I was excited about it.
Well, I don't know. I can't say I've watched a lot of their games.
I've only watched about two or three.
but I'm not sure what's happening there.
The energy isn't there.
And now people are leaving. The latest one is Tito Odenigbo, who's the brother of Ifeati Odenigbo from Northwestern, right? Mm-hmm. And he's leaving. Defensive tackle, one of their starters, and they've had some linebackers leave, and I'm told there's just concern, not necessarily about each of these departures, but a program in just complete malaise, and they can't get students to come to games. Say what you want about Tennessee, but it's a happening. Yeah. Nebraska, Nebraska, still, they're miserable, but the place has still got 95,000 people or whatever that seats. Mm-hmm. You know, it just when things turn badly for a program like Illinois, it becomes very, very difficult to drag it back to mattering.
You know, they don't have that inertia that you need when you hire someone like that.
Get a critical mass.
You got a couple of 7-loss seasons, it's like, okay, did you see the young corner? Or did you see, they're not too far from Aurelius Ben and Vontae Davis being professional-looking
Whitney
players.
Merciless, right?
Whitney Merciless, yeah. Akeem Spence. I mean, they've had some guys. The problem is, and I'm ignorant to how Illinois students feel about their football. Problem is, we talk about them being a stepping stone school for basketball, and they're a basketball school, right? So just imagine what you have to do to get the football program up and running. You're not going to have a cheating situation going on with Lovie Smith.
No, there used to be a time when we would talk about them.
Yeah, Kevin Hardy, Simeon Rice days, Jason Dulick.
We'd have the coaches on, even though people are angry.
Kirk Kittner.
Just the fact that people were mad about Ron Zook,
Ron Turner.
That there was still. We would carry the Ron Turner press conference thing, and now it's just like completely out of sight, out of mind. Look where we are.
Yeah.
We're talking about other college sports. Think about this.
Yeah.
Think about this. And apparently, do you hear any outrage?
No.
The only time
that's when you're in trouble, when no one feels.
Exactly. that's where the only time I hear outrage, it's when I talk to somebody who knows someone on the board of trustees who's outraged. You know, where are we? Where's our money going? And what are we doing here with
that's
this program?
Inside.
It's inside.
Yeah.
It's inside. Part of it's the rise of Northwestern and what has been a savvy marketing campaign for Chicago's Big Ten team.
They scoffed at it, too. Hey. They laughed at it, and they've cornered themselves. Those kids who are winning city titles over at Phillips and Hubbard and all these other places, like, oh, you know what? If I get my grades up, I don't have to go all the way downstate. I can go right up there to Evanston and hang out for a few years. I mean, and what Northwestern has done in New Jersey, New York, branding themselves, like, this isn't just
because
for here.
Because they're on television
I'm just saying, this isn't just for here, though. You go out to upstate New York, and you go out to Jersey and tell a kid, hey, for the kid that likes the big city, we're Chicago's Big Ten team. We got the smaller version of New York right here for you. That works. Look at that defensive backfield. See how many names you'll see over the years from Jersey and from New York and from Maine and from Connecticut and all those places. They go certain places because of that branding.
They haven't even opened the new facility yet either.
Well,
that's the other problem Illinois has.
How many times have you been on the campus there?
Once.
Me too.
When I was in 7th grade
and
for the state science fair.
I was in a state program, Steps Towards Academic Excellence, where they would take sophomores who achieved at a certain level and we would go on college visits.
Wouldn't that be
Steps Towards Academic Excellence. Steps Towards Academic Excellence.
Stay.
What is he not getting now?
Because it just seems weird. Stay.
God, I hate this guy.
I was in the WINT program.
The point is, we got to go to break. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Yeah,
God,
just amazing we've gotten to this point that it's a complete, it barely exists. Bernstein and Goff Show, you got the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
The entire Bears organization is our fridge. It stinks. Everybody keeps waiting for it to like clean itself up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the
CBS weekdays.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670